Now I've dropped down to verse 23, and the little horn is identified for us here. He's Antiochus Epiphanes of the line of the Seleucidae that took Syria. And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. Now, that's a direct reference to Antiochus Epiphanes. The only adequate explanation of this verse and of the facts of history is that this man was demon-possessed. In this also, he's a picture of the coming Antichrist, by the way. Now, we are told there shall arise false Christ, false prophets shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if were possible, they'll deceive the very elect. That's what the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 24:24. Now I read verse 24 here in the 8th of Daniel. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper, and practice, and destroy the mighty and the holy people. Now the holy people here refer to Israel. And the slaughter of these people by Antiochus Epiphanes seems almost unbelievable. He was as bad as Hitler ever was. And he's merely an adumbration of the one who's coming. Not Hitler, but Hitler is a picture of the one that's coming. And he's outlined for us in Revelation 13:7. It was given unto him to make war with the saints, to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Now verse 25, and through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. Now, Antiochus was but a faint type of this king that's coming, and he shall do four things which Antiochus did in pygmy style. First, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand. When we're told when Antichrist comes that no man will buy or sell save the one that had the mark of the beast. And then the other thing is he will control the economy with a vengeance. And then the next, he shall magnify himself in his heart. There's given unto him, we're told in Revelation 13:5, a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. In other words, humility is not a characteristic of the Antichrist. He's like Satan. Now, the third thing is, by peace he shall destroy many. He comes in as a lamb, but he goes out as a lion. You see, the rider on the white horse of the four horsemen of the apocalypse, right after him comes the red horse of war. He brings in a false peace. And then the fourth and last, he shall also stand up against the prince of princes. You see, he is to oppose and fight against Christ. One of the marks of Antichrist and of that first beast in Revelation 13, he's against Christ. That's important to note. Now, verse 26, and the vision of the evening and the morning, which is told, is true. Wherefore shut thou up the vision? It shall be for many days. Now, Daniel was told that the vision would be for the distant future, for many days to come. That is, what was happening there in history would be out yonder in the future. History would be a picture of the future. Verse 27, and I, Daniel, fainted. I was sick certain days. Afterward I rose up and did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it. You see, the physical and the psychological effect of this vision upon Daniel was devastating. God is beginning, you see, at this point, to mesh in the times of the Gentiles into the history of the nation Israel. That was the thing that puzzled Daniel at the first, puzzles a great many people today. How can God mesh in his program with Israel and his program with the Gentiles in the world, and today, to further complicate it, his program with the church. Well, it's quite simple, of course. God's calling out a people today to his name. That's the church. And when that is concluded and the church is removed, then he again turns to his purpose in Israel and the Gentile nations. Today's calling out a people, which is altogether different.